Blog Talk Radio.
One unexpected, singular moment can change everything. When I got the call from the hospital about my husband's traffic accident, that was my moment. The moment that changed our family. Yet it was that same moment I knew that I serve a God who never changes and on whom I can always depend. In that tragedy, I felt the tension between my fears and my beliefs. I've written songs about the Lord being in control of my life and surrendering everything to Him, and I have believed and meant every word. But my actions and reactions often revealed that deep inside, I felt some level of self-sufficiency. God has been teaching me new lessons and challenged me to make a new commitment, to lose control, and to trust in the one who holds my life and all my days in His loving and capable hands.
I could climb the highest heights, travel far beyond the sky. Even there I know You'd find me with Your love. I could cross the distant seas, walk through valleys dark and deep. Even there I know You'd reach me with Your love. Not tomorrow or today, not my joy or deepest pain. There is nothing that keeps from Your love.
Nothing could ever take.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning to Real Talk 101 with you. Of course, this is D-Love. I am your host. Certainly appreciate you guys joining me this morning. Excuse me. Somehow caught a sinus infection. I don't know how that happened. Haven't been sick in a long time, so bear with me here this morning, guys. I certainly appreciate you guys joining in, those of you who've gone on my page, checked out the profile, got some awesome things going on. Today, of course, I want to just talk with you guys and share with you some things that has worked for me. I am not perfect. Let me just be clear about that. However, I consider myself a person with a good heart. I strive to treat everyone the way I want to be treated. Many times I've put myself second and in lieu of trying to be the bigger person and help others, and especially when it had come to different relationships, and I had to be the bigger person and let go of some things and try. And it seemed like things just still never worked out for me, no matter how good I tried to be. So I want to make this very clear. I am not a preacher by any means. I consider myself a believer. I do believe in God. I do believe in a higher power. My issue, of course, I'm a prayer continually. However, sometimes we think we've arrived and we haven't, in a sense. But I think if you treat people the way you desire to be treated, then that is the number one commandment in the Bible. Can we forgive one another right away? Of course not. Of course not. You know, there's so many theologies and different things like that out there that we deal with, and that's okay. But one thing that is concrete is that there is one God and one Savior. So anyways, I thank you guys. I just want to share with you some prayers that's worked for me. I know they're effective. I know they've worked. Will God answer every prayer? I don't think so. I'm learning that. However, it's going to bring us to another point of a verse here in a little bit. But the first prayer that God commanded us to pray is the Lord's Prayer. Of course, we all know this, most of us, Matthew 6:9-13. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Wow, I remember just praying that prayer since I was a little girl, 4 years old. So, you know, that is our Lord's Prayer. That is our daily prayer, because what we're saying is, hallowed be thy name, we worship you, thy kingdom come. Whatever you allow in our lives, thy will be done as it is on earth, as it is in heaven. He's saying, you give us this day, you feed us our daily bread, and you're forgiving us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. So these are like, as you call, principles that God would have us to live by. Yes, it's hard, but guess what? That if we continue to pray those prayers, God will come into our life and try, as we're going through the process, I know by experience, because I can testify to the things that he's done in my life, the prayers he's answered in my life. There's a prayer, the prayer of Jabez. I started praying this prayer almost 20 years ago. And I have to say, in all my trials and challenges and setbacks and upsets, whatever you call them, my Heavenly Father, our Creator, has increased my territory. And, of course, that is the prayer of Jabez. And Jabez called on the Lord of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. that your hand will be with me and that you will keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. So what he was asking God is that if you just bless me and enlarge my territory, he's saying, please be with me, because, you know, people get jealous of you because, you know, they see their perspective of you is that you're prospering and maybe, you know, something in their lives is not going. So he's saying that keep me from the evil one. And he says, and also that I may not cause pain, because it's easy, you know, when someone's, you know, for whatever reason, you know, everyone is not going to like you. People are people. You know, everybody's not going to like us, and we're not going to like everybody. That's why we pray to our Heavenly Father and ask him to give us what we need to deal with life in general, okay? So he says, so that I may not cause pain, that I may not hurt someone's feeling, that I may not murder someone, that I may not mentally, physically, or emotionally hurt someone for whatever reason, whether it you felt it was due out of retaliation or just being mean. It doesn't matter. He said, and God granted Jabez what he requested. I pray that prayer every single morning since I started. And I know God has, I am a living witness to this. And so anyone who's prayed this prayer can certainly attest to this prayer. All right, it goes back to, as I mentioned about some of the things that we can't control in our lives, things going to happen, life's going to happen. It's been this way since the beginning of time, which is why God sent our Savior Jesus into the world. Because keep in mind, sometimes, you know, we hear all these theologies and we're raised under a certain religion, and that's okay, but we have to develop a relationship with God, because God is the only one that has a heaven and a hell to put us in, those of us who believe. I'm only talking to the believers, okay? But if we are a believer, then, now keep in mind, this is my biblical perspective. Forgive me if I'm wrong. Hopefully I'm not offending anyone. Hopefully I am actually helping someone here. Romans 8:28. Okay, power verses. And we know that all things work for the good of those who love God, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. He goes on to say in verse 30, and those he predestined, he called, he justified, and he also glorified. Now, we know and we can see by a lot of the propaganda we see going on within the churches, and, you know, there was an article, and we'll get on that in the next program, that a guy wrote a commentary about, you know, unfortunately, the church is getting a bad reputation, and, you know, God is good, and we are the church, we're the people, so we're the one that set the tone and the example, and no, we're not perfect again, but if we set our hearts straight, I am happy for everyone, because I say, like R. Kelly wrote the song, happy people breed happy people. But if you're unhappy, you're going to be mean towards someone because you're angry with yourself. Let's be real, people. Let's be real. I'm keeping it real, straight up. Anyone who knows me will tell you. You have your opinion. I have mine. I can respect yours. You can respect mine, hopefully. And maybe we can dialogue and we can exchange some insight, and you never know, because that's what God purposed us to do, is to try to help one another see things in a biblical perspective, because we're not going to all see things the same way. You draw a picture in the sand, and I might see it as one object and someone else may look at it as another. So I'm just saying that, you know, everybody that preaches does not mean they were called, because you can be a preacher. Your preaching should go beyond the four walls. It should go outside and reach the people, whether that be at work, in the grocery store. We all know that simple stuff. But these are power prayers I want to share with you because I recite them every day as much as I can. This will be a two-part series, and I would certainly like to continue to hopefully inspire you guys with some good, powerful information, biblical. Okay, Matthew 6:31-36. The last verse, Romans 8:28-30, of course. But Matthew 6:31-36. Don't worry about what shall we eat or what shall we drink or wear, for the pagans run after all these things. And your Heavenly Father knows that you need them. He says, but we have to seek him first, his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Therefore, do not be anxious for anything. That's my issue. I mean, I'm so anxious about things. Wow. I'm over it now. You know, I'm old enough now. I've worked through it. I've processed it. But, wow, that was, I don't know, it seemed like it was never ending. But he goes on to say in verse 39, therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. It's going to take care of itself. He says, because today has its own set of problems. Worry about today's. I will give you enough grace sufficient for today is what he told Paul. Okay? He told Paul that. I mean, because it seemed like there's always a thorn in the flesh. There's always a thorn in the flesh. How do we get through this? How do we master this? How do we master getting through all the news, the bad news we hear that's going on in our world? Every time you turn around, somebody's being shot by a cop, or a cop's being shot, or, you know, someone. I mean, it's so much. People, just everything, you name it. You know what I'm talking about. It's terrible. But guess what? God is in control. He's in control. You know? We know that he controls the universe, and that's why it is so important that we build that relationship with him. And the way we do that, I feel, is that we pray 24/7. He says, cease without praying. We must pray. And it not just to ask for something, but to say, thank you, Lord, for this new day. Thank you for waking me up every morning. I purpose, real talk, I purpose to wake up and thank God for giving me a new life, because I know that my life is in his hands. And as my uncle used to say, bless his soul, he's gone, as long as there's life, there is hope. So, you know, and if God purposed to wake you up, he has awakened you for a purpose, to use you for some sort of purpose. So, but we're not supposed to worry. I mean, I heard a preacher mention last week about how, you know, again, referring back to Matthew 6:31, if we can, you know, we take for granted that, you know, okay, we drop a piece of bread, or say, for instance, you know, you just go and you accidentally drop some. Well, you know what? That's God's way of feeding the fowls of the air, the birds, and all that kind of. So, as you know, we're all made of the dirt anyways. I mean, our cows eat dirt and grass, and so that's how we crop, through the fertilizers and the manure. Wow, how amazing God has made us. I'm so intrigued. All right, we're going to go to power verse Ephesians 6:10-20. Y'all always hear me say, be strong, be strong, be strong. This is my strength. This is how I can generally trust God in situations when they seem impossible. People say, how can you just, you know, give a notice on a job? How can you just say, forget this, I'm because I trust God? How can you just walk away from that relationship? Because God, I know that God may have something better for me. Okay. Ephesians 6:10-20, finally be strong in the Lord, his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can stand against the devil's schemes. Devil's going to come up at you, as y'all know. He come through anybody. He come through a rock, You know what I mean? Okay, for our struggles is not against the flesh and the blood, but against the rulers of the world, against the authorities, against the powers, the dark world. God called it the dark world. Do you guys remember in Genesis when God, when he commanded Noah to build the ark? Remember? And he hated, he said, I hated that I created man. Why? Because of the dark, wicked evilness. So he said, okay, I'm going to give you guys, you know, another chance. And so, but he did destroy, as you all know, all of the world except the two of every creature that Noah was commanded to allow in the ark. So, you know, it is evil. Let's just face it, you know. He says, so it's spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms that were thrown out of heaven. He says, again, he says, but pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers, guides, and requests. This is Ephesians 6, chapter 18. Pray in the spirit on all. That's why I do that, you know. I study all the time. I have to. It keeps me grounded. It keeps me out of trouble, and it keeps me protected. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. We got to pray for one another. 19 goes on to say, pray for me too. This is Paul talking, of course. Paul, he's instructing us, okay, in Ephesians. But the Lord is speaking through him. And so I say God is commanding us through Paul. He says, pray for me too, that whenever I speak words, that it may be given me, so I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. It is a mystery. We know this, but we know it's real. And we know that those forces are out there to deter us. Now, I guess the question is, are you a believer? You know, I was born and raised in the church. Oh, my God, bombarded. And so anyone who knows me, I was very, very religious. I've grown to be more spiritual now than religion. I sung in the choir. Oh, my God, I was just, oh, my God. That's a whole nother show, okay, because this is a 30-minute show. But I always felt like if you just didn't do everything right and you were not deserving. Because I'm doing everything right. I'm doing everything God asked me to do, and God made a believer out of me, and he taught me that he is no respecter of person. So I'm coming to you guys real, which is why God impressed upon my heart to come up with Real Talk One-on-One with you. Just something of the spur of the moment, you know, just something, a hobby, and just something to keep me motivated and productive. But I do believe that, because I pray the prayer of Jabez, because I want God to increase my territory, not just financially, monetary, but spiritually, emotionally. Because you can have finances and all the money in the world, but if you're not content with yourself, you're not happy in your relationship, you're not happy in your, you just don't have any peace and joy. How many people got money commit suicide, right? So, you know, but if we want, I feel that to keep ourselves whole when we've been broken, to rebuild ourselves, to rebuild ourselves to wholeness when we've been broken and torn down, or we go through some transition or change, hey, guys, it's all about the prayer. God sees it. He knows it. You know, I'm such an optimist. When I don't get my way, I feel like I'm being punished, because I know that God can do any and everything. And when I share these hopes and beliefs with certain people, you know, that can understand me, I know they probably think that I'm just in the fool zone, right, as Jill Scott says, in the fool zone. I don't know if she sang that song. I think that's her. But anyways, that song, Fool Zone, I was in the fool zone. And we all go there. We all get there. But we can get back on track. It's never lose hope. I am the biggest optimist you ever will want to meet, which is why I do what I do on air and off air. which is why, again, Real Talk 101 with you was conceived. So this will be a two-part series, and I would like to certainly share more power verses with you guys that have helped me. I am not just, you know, making this up, because I know that I do not have to lie about how God has increased my territory, changed my life, changed my thinking, and sustained me even through hard times. And that song that you heard was inspired by a tragedy that happened in the artist's life. I will share that with you guys on the next episode, if you have not recognized her already. And I want to, it was something, and she actually documented this song on video just to let the world know what, of course, she and her family were going through, and kind of chronicled how God had brought them through this. Oh my God, it's so powerful. It just inspires you, because, you know, if your spirits are down and your hope is down, then come on. I mean, it's just going to bring you down. And so you have to purpose in all things. That's why God says, be thankful in all things, no matter. And how hard can that be? We're running out of time, guys. We got about 2 minutes here. It's been good sharing with you all. And I just want to thank you for going on my page, checking me out, working on some guests as we speak, because I enjoy bringing you guys fresh, good, concrete, vital information that can help you. And more importantly, it is phenomenal. And it is effective, and it's for your good, you know. So it's no propaganda or garbage. This is good stuff here, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So thank you so much for being with me this morning, and I will hopefully, if the Lord's willing, talk to you guys next week, and we will finish up with the prayer scoop with D-Love, great power verses and prayers. I will go ahead and end with our song. You just listen to the words just kind of marinate, and you guys take care. God bless.
This is Belvoir Castle. This is Belvoir Castle. One unexpected, singular moment can change everything. When I got the call from the hospital about my husband's traffic accident, that was my moment, the moment that changed our family. Yet it was that same moment I knew that I serve a God who never changes and on whom I can always depend. In that tragedy, I felt the tension between my fears and my beliefs. I've written songs about the Lord being in control of my life and surrendering everything to Him, and I have believed and meant every word. But my actions and reactions often revealed that deep inside I felt some level of self-sufficiency. God has been teaching me new lessons and challenged me to make a new commitment, to lose control, and to trust in the one who holds my life and all my days in His loving and capable hands.
I could climb the highest heights, travel far beyond.